Welcome one and all, welcome to the Naked Football Show for possibly the last show of the season, but we don't know, do we? Isn't it interesting? In the show tonight, we welcome a naked virgin in the shape of Tom Bloomfield. Hello, Tom.
Lots
done,
thank you for having me.
It's all right, mate. I better switch your mic up, it might help. And we have an old-timer in the shape of Mr. Ray Slegg. Hello, Ray.
Bonjour.
In fact, neither mics are working again. No, it's all right. We're done. Just a quick bang. Okay, guys. So studio@icrfm.co.uk if you wish to email in during the show. You can get us at any time on nakedfooty@yahoo.co.uk, and you can tweet us on @nakedfooty, and that applies at any time or indeed during the show. I'll introduce Tom first. Tom works at Coventry City, don't you, Tom?
I do, yes, indeed.
How is life there? How are our boys doing? Because apparently, I didn't even realise Tony Mowbray was there, but of course Big Frank is there as well. How are they doing?
Well, I mean, it's been obviously a tough season. We avoided relegation on the final day, thanks probably to Mr. Mowbray, who kept us in the division, and hopefully within the next few days he'll be signing a long-term contract. But yeah, there's a really strong Ipswich connection, and I didn't really think there was going to be one, but obviously we've had Frank Nublé come in, and it's a weird one, really, because the fans at Cov idolise him. They're sort of really entranced. I think it was because he scored the first goal back at the Rico on his debut against Gillingham, which obviously helped him tremendously. But it's the same old story as to what it was really when he was at Ipswich. I mean, one game he'll look like a world beater. He scored a goal against Chesterfield the other, I think it was the other month, just before the end of the season, and it sent us on the way for a 3-2 win, and he looked a world beater. And then next game, 6 out of 10 performance, didn't look interested. It's so inconsistent, and it's just a really bizarre enigma, because he's clearly one of the best players in League One on his day, but he just doesn't show it enough.
That's weird, isn't it? What do you think, Ray, of Frank?
Frank!
Yeah.
Frank, you can't not dislike the guy, can you?
Well, no, he's popular. As Tom was saying, he's really popular there.
I can
there.
Understand he just how he's become a cult hero in Coventry, but we're not here to talk about Coventry, are we?
No, we're not, but, you know, I'd just like
Tom's an Ipswich fan anyway, so
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I must make that clear, yeah.
Yeah, Tom is an Ipswich fan.
Suffolk born and bred, that's a job, you know, passion's
Your day job, exactly.
It's nice to know how our ex-players are doing, and obviously Tony Mowbray, is he negotiating a new contract by all accounts?
Yeah, he hopefully will be signing in the next few days a long-term deal. I don't know anything myself, so it's all been kept very hush-hush, but once again, for a club the size of Coventry, a club in League One at the moment, I mean, getting a former manager who's managing the Champions League, would be tremendous. And I think it's 43 years since Coventry haven't had a top six finish. I think we've had it bad. Mm. That's a down in statistics. So hopefully, finally, he's going to get Sky Blues, hopefully, you know, towards the top end of the table, if not the playoffs. But
so like there you go, Ray. We do have a connection, because Tony Mowbray played in the last time we were in the playoff final. So there. So, no.
I was there.
I know you were, but so was Tony Mowbray, so we've got a connection, so we can now move on. Are you happy with that?
I'm relaxed, I just want to say, Coventry connection, very nice, but it's Ipswich Town, we're here to talk about.
Yes, well, you know, we always like to see our ex-players, managers, etc. do well.
We do, most
of the time. Okay, so what think you of the game on Saturday?
Well, obviously, the old usual clichés apply, we're still in it. I think Norwich's greatest problem is their complacency. If they're just a bit too complacent, they could be caught out. I think McCarthy, he played the right formation on Saturday for me, the right tactics, the right players. Very unlucky to lose Luke Varney after 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, he's done well as
well. Did the watering of the pitch help that? I don't know. Too much water on the pitch? We don't know. Should we water the pitch? I don't know. Another factor we should discuss perhaps many miles away. But Saturday, I think My tip is Dids to come on with 10 minutes to go and nod the winner in at the Barclay end.
Yeah, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
And then we can,
of course, they always try and kick that way in the second half, though, so we'd have to win the toss to do that.
Well, why not? Let's get at them.
Start early by winning the toss.
Upset them. And then, we're still very much in it. And I think it all depends. I wouldn't want to be in McCarthy's shoes, because he won't want to go going home to start with. He want to keep it tight, and if he can keep it 0-0 till half time, 0-0 to 70 minutes, then release the dogs. McGoldrick, come on, do your stuff. You've got 20 minutes in you, apparently, according to the manager. 20 minutes of football in him, that's all he's got. do your stuff, get the winner, and then we go home happy.
Extremely happy.
How about you, Tom? What do you fancy? Well, what do you reckon?
I mean, we've got one of the best managers in grinding out an away result. I mean, we've seen it before with Charlton. We saw it before with Watford. I would love to be in McCarthy's shoes because he knows exactly what he's got to do. We've now got a one-off game. Go down there. We've got to get a result and pack our bags to Wembley. But obviously, it's going to be a ridiculously atmospheric occasion. I mean, there's going to be a very noisy partisan crowd. But all we've got to do is just frustrate them, really. I mean, we did fantastically well to come back after the goal because I've got to admit, I was standing there in the north stand and my head was in my hands because I thought, oh, here we go again. It's going to happen again. But we managed to, no small part, obviously, after Viney coming off, we managed to get at them and we did have a few chances. I mean, Sears had his chance after about, was it 10, 15 minutes? I mean, Ruddy made a good save. We put them on the back foot, so we got in their faces. And I thought what was strange was that they played a lot more hoofball, if you like, quote unquote.
Yeah, they did.
Than I expected. Yeah. I mean, obviously, we're, quote unquote, again, famed for hoofball, so that's a misnomer. But Norwich obviously mixed it up a bit. I don't know if that was part of their game plan, whether the occasion got to them, but or whether it was us stopping them. But there's your phone.
Sorry, there's tweets coming in. I have to leave the phone on, otherwise I don't know we got any tweets.
That's Alex Neil.
Annoyed people already, haven't
I? That's Alex Neil just having a go at you, Tom.
No, yeah. I think one thing that hasn't been mentioned also, we must give McCarthy tremendous credit for. We haven't had our leading striker for 3 months. He's not mentioned the fact we've been our best player for 3 months. He's not mentioned the fact we've lost Johnny Williams, who came back and broke down. We've had Chris Wood withdrawn. We've had Ambrose out injured. We've had a very lot of problems at Portman Road, and he's never mentioned it once. He just says he gets on with what he's got. He's not moaned or minnied or mowed. He's got on with it.
Mm.
And hats off to the guy. He's done fantastically well to get on with what he's got. And not told people we've had a lot of problems for a squad that was already very thin. And, you know, I've not always agreed with the selections, as you know, GB. We've had this chat before many times.
I don't think anyone does, do they?
Over many points. But I think looking over the overall, he's done a fantastic job with what he's had.
Mm.
And he's not made any comment about the players he's not had.
Nope.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like last season. At the end of last season, McGoldrick was out to the end of the season. Murphy stepped up and delivered the goals and kept us within touching distance, although we fell just short. Mm. It's been the same thing again. Murphy has come in, although Sears has also obviously come in and got...
That is the difference.
That is the
difference. The
difference is we've got Freddie, and Freddie, he left about 5 goals on the pitch at Blackburn, if you were at Blackburn. I know you were, GB.
I was standing almost next to you, wasn't I?
He left 5 on the pitch there. He made the goal on Saturday because the goalkeeper pushed it out to Ando. I reckon Freddie's got a goal in him.
Mm. Well, I think it was last time he scored. Bournemouth, was it? So obviously it's been a few games now. I mean, he's ever since he's come in, I couldn't have imagined it to have gone better for him. I didn't think he was going to score any goals, or I thought, oh, he was going to be a world beater. I didn't really know what to think. I'd seen him a few times in League One. Never really set the world alight when I'd seen him play, but he's come in. Obviously he's bought into mixed ethos, which you have to do if you're going to come to this football club. He's formed the strike partnership with Murphy, and you've seen the results on the pitch.
And he's a nuisance as well, isn't he, to the opposition?
He's got great energy. Yeah. I mean, I always watch the Football League show and watch the lower leagues just to see that there was down there that might come good. And Freddie was always knocking them in for Colchester, and good goals. I thought in January, I didn't mention it, not being the big, but I didn't mention it on the website, Freddie Sears might be a possibility. And we got him cheap. I mean, for £100,000, that guy...
Cheap.
I don't know, how old... He's not very old either, is he?
24, I think. 24, obviously, he was at West Ham very, very young.
Yeah,
and it didn't quite work out for him there, which is a shame for him, because I think he was a boyhood West Ham fan.
Yeah.
Came down the lower leagues, he's tried to grind out a career. He had his chance at Colchester, and yeah, I mean, you can't argue with his goal-scoring record in League One, really, for a team that has been struggling towards the lower end of League One.
Yeah,
he's done brilliant. That's a great bit. It's a great bit of work by him. I mean, you know, the signings that Mick's had on loans haven't worked out. He's been very unlucky. You know, Chris Wood's been called back. So Johnny Williams broke down. Ambrose has broken down.
Varney,
the poor guy has had a very bad run of luck.
Yeah, yeah.
With injuries,
but still hasn't moaned.
Still hasn't moaned at all. And I give him a lot of credit for that. I met some people who knew him last week at Barnsley, the Barnsley Beer Festival.
Yeah.
After the Blackburn game, and he's a tough old lad, Mick. They went to school. He's a tough old lad, and he doesn't take What is it, prisoners lightly?
There's a good feeling around the club as well, isn't there? The whole thing about, you know, there the is. Fact that we haven't spent any money or next to nothing. Yeah, there's a good camaraderie that, as Nick was saying, the players are all living local now and everyone seems on board. We've even had Anderson.
Yeah, but they're living local because they want to. Not I know, cause, yeah. Not because Roy Keane forced them to.
I know.
Roy Keane upset them all exactly. 5 or 6 years ago.
I know.
They're living it because they want to be part of the ambiance, part of the setup.
Indeed, I would just like to say that I bumped into Luke Chambers on Sunday,
yes.
Walking his dog. Bo, his name is the dog that is not Luke
Bo.
Chambers. Yeah, lovely dog. I love dogs. Usually, I remember all the dogs' names, but never remember the owners if I see them again. But I remember this one. And he was saying it was absolutely. He said Saturday was absolutely so special. He said the fans were absolutely awesome. He said that everyone's getting into the Mick McCarthy thing. He thinks Mick's an awesome manager, and he likes living here. He said, "What a lovely part
really?
This is." Yeah, yeah. It's just great. You know, that's what helps. And you had this thing with Anderson yesterday saying he'll pay for someone's ceiling.
Well,
but it's all a good bonding thing, isn't it?
Have you heard the latest one today?
What's that?
There's been tickets for Norwich away on Saturday released back to the club.
Okay.
And they've been snapped up, obviously, within seconds. Apparently, I mean, obviously, this is once again hearsay, TWTD leading the line again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
we love rumours. Come on, Tom.
It's tickets that the players have had, and obviously, that normally they can obviously give to their friends or their family or they can sell them on. What they've done is given them back to the club because they want as many away fans there as possible, and they think, see, fans that have gone to games shouldn't miss out. So what they've done is given them back.
Excellent.
And I desperately hope that to be true. But once again, we wouldn't be surprised because look at all the feel-good stories we've had, obviously, with
Anderson,
Mings, paying for fans' tickets, paying for fans' roofs. So,
have you ever heard, just go a bit left wing, a bigger roar than when that equaliser went in on Saturday?
No.
That's the biggest roar I've heard at Portmore, I think, until Frank Clark
and I also,
scored
yeah.
against Arsenal many years ago on the Bobby. And GB can remember that, Tom Oxley.
I do, 2-1.
No, I couldn't possibly.
Frank Clark scored, he won 2-1 against our...
A night game.
The journalist in the Daily Express, which I read then, bless me...
I remember.
...said it woke the graveyard cemetery up next door. People were coming out of the graveyard because they were woken up by the cheers.
It was awesomely loud. A mate of mine cried that night. He was so overcome with the whole thing, but hey-ho, that was a long while ago.
Cried?
No, he cried.
Or both?
He cried and then died. No, he didn't. He just cried. He got so emotional.
And he went to heaven?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did just scored in the 8th minute at Carrot Road.
Well, that could happen. I'm going to look at emails because we've got a few. First one, or one of them, just from Joshua Hammond, says, "Come on, Bloomers."
I fear for this.
There you go.
Friends of mine listening in trying to sabotage my fledgling radio career.
Right, this is from Dennis Sullivan. While watching in a pub in New York with Tom Dancer from the ITFC Supporters Club visiting from South Africa, I think we have the beating of their two centre-backs, particularly Russell Martin. The trick on Saturday is that Hula Hoop, I called him that, will play from the start. If we keep him in shackles, we beat them. I think Mick McCarthy will give Brew the job, and he'll be the right man for the job, in my opinion. Come on, you Blues! And that's from the ITFC NASC, that's a North American.
Good boys, God bless
club.
America.
Thank you, and
God
good luck
America.
To you guys. Right, we've got a fair few here. Cheeky question. Another one, Tom. Tell him you're famous. Richard Howells.
Yeah, go on.
This is the Tom Bloomfield fan club. We might as well just hand it over.
Okay, well, I'll be off then, GB.
I understand that you have Tom on the show tonight. Can you ask him if Ipswich can sell any more up-and-coming stars to West Ham, as we will need a right-back quite soon, plus a central midfield and another striker? We'll swap you with Colton and... With Carlton, that's presumably Carlton, and Andy Carroll, if you want. Cheers. That's Oliver's dad.
Well,
Olivia's dad.
He's a West Ham fan, and obviously Creswell was voted Hammer of the Year, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. He's voted on all three fronts, wasn't he? Yeah.
Well, we hope Chelsea are going to buy him for lots of money, because although Ian Mill didn't know the other week, there must be a sell-on clause of some description.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Give some money.
Yeah, I think so. It says, "I'm Tom's girlfriend's father and live in South Wales." Boy,
I can feel the hand on the back of my neck from here, can't you?
You can't escape.
No, I
know.
Do you want me to keep going with these? We've got a fair few. Oh, so this is from Frank Weston. "Hi there, Graham, Tom and Ray. Wembley's just 90 minutes away and I think our prospects rest on making a good start and ruffling a few feathers." I see what you did there, Frank, early on this one. "If the Blues can rattle their cage," oh, he's done it again, "with an early strike, then we could see the feathers fly." It's very much on a feathery note here. "On another front, wouldn't it be great to see some more Dutch players at Portman Road? We're the first club to recruit Netherlands players."
Indeed,
when we bought Arnold Muren and Franz Tyson. Yeah. Oh, I feel like Homer Simpson going... Well,
I had a bit of a weepy moment when you said those two names.
Yeah, Ray's gone all moist. When he got
that's
those two from
Stoggs.
And under who leave her alone under Sir Bobby, and that rich legacy continued until Fabian Wilnes retired. Who could forget Romeo Zondervan, of course, and Martin Reusser, for example.
Good videos.
Any other Dutch players I may have forgotten there? Question mark.
Cor Lems.
Yeah, he just put Cor Lems at the end, just in case you were going to
get
ahead
peanuts
of him.
Here.
Absolutely. There's another one from Frank talking about the Dutch pronunciation, but we may not have time for that because we've got a few here. This one's from Slower Ball, of course. Thank you, Slower Ball. Very late this week, Slower Ball. I've taken admonishment.
Be a bit faster, Ball.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Good evening, Graham. Hello, Tom. Bonjour, Monsieur Slegg.
Bonjour.
Aimez le spectacle. That means enjoying the spectacle or something like that. The second leg, poised and in the balance, say I. Strongly feel we can do it, and of course we can. One game, we do a win at Portman Road, and we seem to have some self-belief and confidence, and why shouldn't we? Mm. The old adage that the team finishing sixth always creep through, although this is in brackets, this is possibly more myth than statistically accurate. This is one for Renegade Statman. Renegade, if you're out there, could very well see us home, or as they say up there, hum. We are the underdogs. I put that bit in just for comedy effect. We are the underdogs, and we're the underdogs, and the expectations and pressure are on Norwich. I hate to say the word. In my humble opinion, we know we can battle hard. We need to be up for the challenge, and we can defend well on our day. We can score goals, and we're desperately due a win on a televised game. Wembley, here we come. Keep smiling. God bless Reg Varney. Bless him. Absolutely. Yeah. We all wish him a
good luck.
A
good luck with his injury.
Well,
good luck as well. But I think he's 100% right. All the pressure is on them. I mean, we have snuck in at sixth, did our best to throw it away at Blackburn, but managed to hang on. I mean, I think I remember a few years ago, Crystal Palace sneaking in sixth and then going through to the Premier League. And I know it probably is just a stat that doesn't actually hold true when you look at it, but they're the ones you remember, the ones that have snuck in. They've been the underdogs and gone through. And I think if we frustrate them, it's not about us even scoring, I think, in the first half an hour. Make sure they don't get the crowd on their back. Yeah. Let all the pressure go to them. Because obviously they will turn. They are fickle. They'll turn. And then that's where you sucker on the counter.
No,
AKA Chapboy.
I agree entirely. So I heard the emails there that get an early goal, but I think it's going to go the other way. We're going to frustrate them, hold them, get to 0-0, and then with 70 to go, they will bring McGoldrick on. They might bring Noel Hunt on, and we can go for the game then. But I don't think Mick's going to go for it until he's frustrated them and really hacked them off. This is something else then.
Well, he's not going to bring them on if we're hanging on to a one-goal lead, though, is he? I wouldn't have thought.
Well, if it's 0-0 at 70 minutes, I think he's going to bring them on. Go for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If
that's how I think it will pan out. We'll frustrate them. 0-0 at 70 minutes. Then Dids out there. So you do owe us a goal. You missed 3 months last year. You missed 3 months this year. I think you owe us a goal, Dids. Just go on and put one in, please, lad.
I do just hope it's not going to be a Sheffield United Swindon game. So I don't think my heart could take that. Was it 5-5?
Yeah, I watched some of that. That was amazing. Like a rugby game, wasn't it? Like kicking 3 points.
How many of these playoff second legs do go like that? I mean, in fact, our one against Bolton, that was 4-3, wasn't it?
Yep.
I mean, they do go slightly bonkers in those games. That's why you can never call it.
I don't think this one's going to go bonkers. I think if you're watching football at the weekend, this is the one game you want to watch. Mm. Forget the Premiership drivel that's going to be trotted out. This is the one game, if you're a football fan from anywhere in the country, this is the one game you want to watch, because it will be, I think, spectacular, in hopefully in our favour, but you don't know.
I have a mate who's a scummer.
Couscous?
Yeah, he's one of them. And he is a mate, even though he does support that lot up the road. But he's timed his holiday so badly that he's not just not here for the game, but he's actually in the air for both legs, going and coming back. So he missed the game at our place.
Can't even check for updates.
Yeah, he can't even check for updates. He can't do anything.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome, isn't it? Well, actually, some aeroplanes do have Wi-Fi now, but be struggling.
Can you not watch it on Sky TV on the plane?
Oh, probably not.
He's in first class, maybe.
Yeah,
is he in economy or first class?
No, he comes from up there. With more than two heads in there in first class.
Well, my friend is a very good scammer, and I do respect his views, but he's texted me twice this week about, and he's both times said he thinks they're going to lose. His mentality is he thinks they're going to lose. Now, if that gets through to the players, if that gets through to the management, there's a possibility, lads, we should have done it. If that gets through and we start well,
I know. Well, I've talked to a few of them, and they were before they knew we were going to play each other. They were all said they didn't really want to play us because everyone fears the worst,
vice versa,
like we did. Yeah.
Well, the fear is that Middlesbrough, when they were playing in their last game, decided not to go for a winning goal because they realised they'd be playing us. So they deliberately went for the 0-0 against Brighton so not to play us. Because if they'd have got the winning goal, they'd have played us. They'd have been third, we'd have been sixth.
Yeah.
But they decided to go for a draw so as to avoid playing us.
I read that as well. Yeah, I've heard that.
Where'd you get that from?
I've heard it rumoured that they were happy for a 0-0 draw, so they avoided playing us because we were 3-1 down. We were going to finish sixth.
Yeah, I think Middlesbrough Gazette actually did it as well. They actually reported it. I mean, if that is true, it's probably a masterstroke from Karanka, because whoever is going to be coming through this game, let's pray it's us. My fear is, if we do, let's knock on wood, it is us, we're going to be so drained that we might not even turn up at Wembley, because we'll be so drained after beating them over two legs that you won't turn up for the final. That's the big fear, isn't it? But that'd be a nice fear to have.
It's almost like the final is secondary, isn't it, at the moment?
This is the big. I think if we win this one, we'll win the final.
You think so?
This is a big game for me. I think we'll just... Adrenaline, fans, occasion, euphoria. This is the game on Saturday. If we win this, I don't care who we play in the final. Your team in red, we'll win.
Okay, well, talking about the multi-fingered, multi-headed people, this one comes from one of those. This is from Stephen Bryars. Hi, guys. Norwich fan here in peace. Bless you.
Never peace, is it, if you're honest?
No. I don't believe you, Stephen. You're just trying to be nice, just so you can have your email read out. Clearly, Saturday... I don't mean that. Clearly, Saturday constitutes the biggest game in your... look at him. In your modern history. He's having a go. Rise up, Ray. Say something. At least we have a history. Do you expect MM to remain in his job if you're beaten either Saturday or in the subsequent final? There you go.
Surely.
I'll stop it there for a second.
Of course he will.
You don't think someone's going to come?
That's why we've got three stars above our badge. That's our history. How many stars have you got?
Sorry, Stephen, I've dropped you in here, haven't I, really?
Just look at your shirt, Sam.
And if he does go about modern history, I think there's an appearance in the third division, which we haven't done for, was it, 58 years? I think we've had a cup semi-final in the last 5 years as well, 30 minutes from Wembley.
So don't start. So, the fact that somebody mentioned you'd beat Bayern Munich about five times in the coverage on Saturday, with Sky's very biased coverage, don't let that form your opinions. The only club with history is this football club. End of. Thank you.
Read it and weep there. he's Bucks Canary. Oh, I know you, Bucks Canary. Well, I know of you. Right, so do you think Mick McCarthy will stay, whatever the results you think? If someone comes in with big dosh,
well, if Fulham come offering him £100 million to buy a new team, he may, because he lives in Bromley, he may be tempted.
Yeah.
But I think, say, what he said, will he be sacked? He won't be sacked.
He won't be sacked.
100%.
No, he won't be sacked. I think he's talking.
I can't see us.
Was that a budgy question? That's a stupid question.
It was. No, he.
Did he say sacked or left?
Be fair to him. Be fair to Mr. Buxton. I think he was actually suggesting that if we win it, there's going to be people that might be looking at him as a manager. So he's not going to get sacked.
Of course, there will be.
So that's your opinion.
I don't think he'd leave us.
You don't think he'd leave us. Okay. And is it fair to say that one would expect the breakup of this? This is again if we failed to go. He did say if we're beaten either Saturday would we lose Mick. Well, I don't think they're going to sack him, no, but it might be the other way around. If we also lost, would we expect the breakup of the Sears Mings Murphy group of players? Well, I don't think Murphy's sort of 100 now, isn't he?
He's 32, so
Sears Mings possibly, almost certainly Sears, maybe.
Well, I think maybe Mings or Bishop out of that, but I mean, once again, we had last season with Cresswell going, there's always going to be holes to fill, and one thing Mick McCarthy has done fantastically well
is filling them. Yeah.
Even at the start when he came in, he brought DJ Campbell in and he scored the goals that probably kick-started us to stay in the division. So he's always done it. Yes, I think if we did get promoted, if we didn't get promoted, rather, we would lose Mings. I think we might also lose Bishop, but I would be confident we'd be able to replace them.
Yeah, if you were Bishop, though, would you... presumably it would be to a Premiership club. Would you? It's too early for Bishop. He'd never get a game, would he?
If somebody made a big offer for Murphy, he's 32, and I can't believe we're going to get the same season out of him as we did this year. If somebody offered, say, let's just say £5 million, some desperate club coming up, you'd have to look at it, I suspect.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'd be confident with Sears as well that he's got 20 goals in him for a season.
Freddie, definitely.
Through this lot, for what it's worth, I'm predicting a 3 or 4-1 win for us. That's not us, that's them. snarls in the studio and have made provisional hotel bookings for the final already. Well, there you go. I might
get that quote and stick it on the wall in the changing room.
Stick it on the changing room wall. Oh, and behave yourselves in our lovely city. It's unfair to expect Anderson to pay for any damage. Nice one. And he ends with the initials OTBC. Now, what on earth could that be?
OTBC?
Yeah, you know exactly what that means, but I'm not... Yeah, don't bother. Thank you very much for that, Mr. Canary. Thank you. Here we go. This is from Callum Britton. Do you know him, Tom? You seem to know most people.
Nope, I don't. I can't say that I know that name, unfortunately.
Playoff promotion winners, championship, third place... Third place, oh, I see what he's done here, yeah. We were talking about the sixth place, whether...
Oh, yes.
35% of them have been third place, 27% of them have been fifth place, 19% of them have been... Sorry, it's fourth place, sorry, and, yeah, that's me. And 19% have also been sixth place, so actually...
Callum, well done,
so,
Callum.
Well done, thank you for that, because there. That's just given lie to all the stats we thought we knew, which we obviously
don't. I did say it was
don't.
A lie.
But it still leaves us very much in the hunt. 19% is a very good percentage.
Yes, indeed.
One in five.
Yeah, exactly. One in five. Well, yeah, it's actually worse. It's actually not. It's not very good at all, Ray. It's one in five when there's only four teams in it. So that's not very good. Anyway, let's just see if I've got another one. Is it to be... Oh, bless. This is from Slowball again. Is it to be the last show? Thanks for the entertainment over the season. Thank you, Slowball. Well, we don't know, do we? It won't be the last show if we win. So
well, we hope not. We're discussing Wembley next
Hopefully
week.
Hopefully not. We should get you down here, Slowball. It's about time. Mark Wesley. Sears to Murphy. Last minute winner. 1-0. Delia passes out and ends up in a care home. Sorted. That's a fantastic tweet to end on, I think. We have to end. Predictions then. Doesn't matter about the score. Win or lose.
1-0 Ipswich.
Yep.
I'm going to go 2-1 after extra time.
Brilliant. Okay. I'm not saying a word because I'm scared. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Good luck, the town. Come on, you Blues. Till next week. Or maybe not.
God bless everybody.
Later.